理课堂听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. Today we continue with Annoying Annette in our What Would You Do article.
Hi friends, my name is Steve. There's a new girl in town. She's new to the school. Her name is Annette. She's a little annoying. Ellie wants to make friends with her and help Annette make other friends.
That's right. But Ellie's friends, Tony and Michelle, have encouraged her not to be too friendly. She doesn't have to be mean, but maybe not spend too much time with Annette.
Right. Or if Annette wants to do something, maybe Ellie should just politely say no.
Well, that was the first option. We have two more for you. Let's take a look now at decision two. Join us on page 11 in the left-hand column and line 16.
Annoying Annette. Decision two.
Ellie, I saw you eating lunch with Annette today. You couldn't escape, eh?
Yeah, Annette's hard to get away from sometimes. She just doesn't notice social cues.
Actually, I asked Annette to have lunch with me.
Really? Why?
I wanted to get to know her.
Well, now you see why everyone else avoids her, right?
I know she's a little socially clueless, but she's sweet. I'm having lunch with her again tomorrow.
What? You want to be friends with Annoying Annette?
Please don't call her that. She's a nice girl. I'm going to be friends with her. And I really hope you guys will give her a chance, too.
Well, in decision two, we see Michelle talking to Ellie, and she says, Ellie, I saw you eating lunch with Annette today. You couldn't escape, eh?
Now, that's funny, because there are certain people in your life that you meet. When you talk to them, they simply talk and talk and talk, and you feel like you can't get away. And when you say, like, you couldn't escape, it's giving the impression that you're in a prison.
Mm-hmm. You're trapped. You can't get away from this other person. They kind of have a hold on you. And that's what Michelle is thinking. She thinks that Annette has trapped Ellie, and so Ellie couldn't get away. So that's why she ended up having lunch with her.
So Michelle is actually having a little fun. But we know that Ellie did make that decision to have lunch with Annette herself. Tony says, and he's laughing now too, yeah, Annette's hard to get away from sometimes. She just doesn't notice social cues. So again, he's bringing up the point that Annette really doesn't have social skills.
So he and actually Michelle both feel that it wasn't really Ellie's choice. Ellie kind of got stuck into this situation or stuck into eating lunch with her. And so he's thinking that she doesn't recognize or she doesn't notice social cues. So maybe they think that Ellie tried to communicate that she didn't really want to eat lunch with her, but Annette, well, she was pretty persistent. Now, a cue is something that is done. It's kind of a signal to indicate when to do something. And so sometimes when people don't pick up on social cues, it means they don't read those cues. They don't really pay attention to those cues.
You're right. A cue is a hint or a signal or a suggestion. And Annette doesn't pick up on these cues. She's just not socially aware like that. Well, let's look at this word cue in today's word skit.
Johnson, I'm the baseball coach. All you gotta do is watch me and follow my cues.
Oh, I know, coach. When you give me a cue, That means I should do something, right?
That's right. A cue's a signal. All right, let's review.
Okay. Review what?
The cues, Johnson. The cues.
Oh, right.
All right. Okay. When I'm moving my arms back and forth like this, it means run to the next base. All right?
Okay. When you move your arms like this, that's your cue for me to run.
Very good. And when I move my arms up and down like this, it means stay on base. Okay? Well,
when you move your arms like this, that's your cue for me to stay.
Very good, Johnson. Now you go out there and win the baseball game.
Okay, all coach. Right. Coach, what's that other cue you always do?
What other cue?
The one where you fall down on the ground and start kicking and screaming and pulling out your hair.
Johnson, that's not a cue. That's what I do when you forget your cues.
Right, coach.
Okay, so when somebody doesn't pick up on a cue like that, sometimes it can be very awkward. You know, I think about sometimes when somebody is hanging around too long and maybe you're busy, you need to do something, you might keep looking at your watch or you might say even, boy, I have so much to do, and that person just won't pick up on those social or those cues.
You're right, Vicki. A cue doesn't have to be verbal, although it could be. It could be body language. And your body language can express something. And if they don't interpret that the right way, it can be annoying because perhaps you're having a private conversation and that person just keeps insisting on joining you.
Okay. Well, Ellie goes on. She says, actually, I asked Annette to have lunch with me. So she wasn't trapped into this. It was something that she had taken the initiative to do.
Okay. She wanted to have lunch with Annette. Tony's really surprised, and I'm sure Michelle is too. Tony says, really? Why? And then Ellie goes on to say, I wanted to get to know her. I wanted to give her a chance. Remember, Ellie has a soft heart. She has a special place in her heart for Annette. She wants to help her.
Right. I wanted to get to know her. You know, a lot of times we just don't know a person, and until we get to know them, we sometimes make judgments that are not necessarily true. And I think that actually, Ellie wants to get to know Annette so she can make a better judgment about her character maybe and about what she's like. Maybe she will be a very good friend.
That's a great point. We often do that. Before we even get to know someone, we have already made a decision in our mind about what kind of person that is. Well, Ellie wants to be fair. She wants to get to know Annette first.
And Michelle says, well, now you see why everyone else avoids her, right? So again, Michelle has made her decision. She's made her judgment. Annette is very annoying, and everyone wants to avoid her. So now Ellie understands why, and Ellie probably wants to avoid her too, right?
Well, Michelle thinks that's right, but Ellie says, I know she's a little socially clueless, but she's sweet. So again, even though Annette has these problems in her life, Ellie is willing to overlook them and help her out. She says she's sweet, but she's socially clueless.
You know this word clueless, the word clue we've used before, and a clue is something that gives you direction or helps you to solve a problem. It can be like a hint or evidence of some kind that will help you. When you're clueless, you don't have any idea what's really going on. You feel like you're in the dark. You don't really understand things. In this case, we find out Annette doesn't really understand social things. She's socially clueless.
She's totally uninformed about what it means to communicate and make friends. But she's sweet, Ellie says. I'm having lunch with her again tomorrow, not just one time, but now she's going to continue this friendship.
And Tony says, what? You want to be friends with annoying Annette? Ah, he's pretty shocked. And Ellie says, please don't call her that. She's a nice girl, and I'm going to be her friend.
And I really hope you guys will give her a chance, too. Now, here we see where the title comes from, Annoying Annette. And that's a snide comment in itself. It's a mean thing to say about somebody.
Well, this is decision two. We've asked our friends at our Bible study what they thought. Let's listen to this, and then we'll visit the chat room. Don't go away.
I think decision two is good. Because during the lunchtime, you can eat and talk at the same time. and it is not that serious.
It's very kind of Ellie that she wants to be Annette's friend. But there is another important thing that Ellie should do. She should tell her about her problem in making friends. Why do people think she's annoying and why she wasn't invited to join club? That may be more helpful for Annette.
I think decision 2 is a good thing to do because we should give a chance to Annette. Maybe she will change a lot.
Hello and welcome to the chat room. So what would you like to chat about today, Ken?
Well, I have a question about this strange word in our lesson. What's this word EH? How do you pronounce it?
Well, that's pronounced A, and actually it's not a word at all. It's an interjection.
An interjection? What do you mean?
An interjection is a part of speech that has no grammatical function, but is used to express emotions like surprise or pain. Or we may just use them because we want people to respond to our question.
So how can I use A correctly?
A is often used at the end of a sentence after a question is asked. Canadians use A at the end of their sentences a little more than Americans do. Interesting, eh?
Interesting. 我们今天来学 interjection, 就是感叹词。EH 这个字读作 A, 这个字通常放在句尾表示 right, 对不对,可不是吗?那这是一个加拿大人常常用的一个感叹词。
So what are some other examples of interjection?
Huh? Is another interjection. So I might say, it's getting hot outside, huh? But probably the most common interjection is, okay. Okay?
Okay. You know, we have interjections in Chinese too. A lot of people say, 哎呦.
Oh, I say that one myself, especially when I see something surprising. But be careful, students. Don't use interjections in formal speech.Save them for your informal conversations, okay?
That's a good point. 感叹词通常用在口语的对话当中，正式的文章里面呢，最好不要用。
哎呦， it's time for a break. We'll be right back.
What is a cue card? What is a cue card?A card with words written on it to help speakers and actors remember their lines. Sometimes when you stand in front of an audience, you can't remember what to say. But don't worry, you can write cue cards so you won't forget. Just don't forget the cue cards.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We're learning about annoying Annette, and we've taken a look now at two of the decisions.
What should Ellie do? There's one more decision, decision 3. Join us now on page 12 as we take a look at the last decision.
Annoying Annette. Decision 3.
Ellie, I think you should stay away from Annette.
Actually, I want to be friends with her. She's a very kind girl with a very caring heart.
And no social skills.
Right, but if everyone just avoids her, she'll never learn how to interact with people.
Ellie, that girl is clueless. You'd really have to spell things out for her.
Right.
Well, if that's what she needs...I'll do it for her. I'll be tactful, of course, but I really want to help Annette make friends.
Okay, Ellie, if that's what you want.
Just don't say we didn't warn you.
Well, as we begin decision 3, we see that Michelle is giving some advice to Ellie. She says, Ellie, I think you should stay away from Annette. And so she
still believes in this situation that Ellie should not spend time with annoying Annette.
She wants Ellie to avoid Annette. Maybe there's trouble if you become friends with Annette. Maybe Annette will cling on to you and take too much of your time. She really doesn't have a lot of social skills, remember?
Now, you know, sometimes when our friends are quite persuasive, we might say, we don't want to be rejected by them, sometimes we want to go along with the crowd, don't we? Ellie could very well go along with the crowd. In this case, she could say, you're right, I don't want to be with her. But notice, Ellie really stands up in this case. She says, actually, I want to be friends with her. She's a kind girl with a very caring heart.
That's a good point, Vicki. I like that. She's standing up for what she believes, and what she believes is you shouldn't judge a person just by appearances or just by knowing someone for a few days. Get to know that person.
But notice Michelle's comment. She says, and no social skills. Well, maybe it's true. She has a very kind heart, but she doesn't have the social skills. But how will she ever learn those social skills?
I think that's one reason why Annette should be pitied, or maybe you feel bad for her, because no one took the time to show Annette, or maybe Annette never had role models to show her what social skills were.
I think Ellie has a very caring heart, too, because she wants to reach out to Annette and help her. She says, right, she doesn't have these social skills, but if everyone just avoids her, she'll never learn how to interact with people. Now, that's what life is all about, interacting with other people. And if we don't learn those social skills, usually we learn them when we're very young, but not everyone, as you said, have those role models in their lives.
You need to know how to interact with people, because you're going to involve yourself with people in your job, at schools, wherever you go, you'll be interacting with people, and it helps to have those skills.
But Tony says that girl is clueless, so he thinks that she just can't catch those cues. She doesn't understand what it means to be a friend. She just doesn't understand many things. And he says you'd have to really spell things out for her. Now, when you spell things out for someone, what are you doing?
You have to make plain something. You have to clarify everything. And it can be a big, big job. And so what Tony's saying is if you become friends with Annette, you're going to have a lot of effort every day. Every time you talk with her, you're going to be teaching her and coaching her. And it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of effort.
You know, a lot of times if somebody says a word, we can kind of guess how it's spelled. We can figure it out ourselves. But sometimes we have to have someone spell the word for us, to spell it out, so that we can really understand what that word is. In this situation, when you spell something out for someone, that's what you're doing. You're giving them every detail so they really understand what's going on.
Remember, Annette doesn't know the social cues. She's not really aware of those kinds of things. Michelle agrees with what Tony said right away. She says, right. And then Ellie said, well, if that's what she needs, I'll do it for her. Mm-hmm. And so she's very, very willing. And I'm really impressed with Ellie because of that.
That's right. She does say she'll be very tactful, of course. Now, if you have to spell something out for someone, that means you might have to be very direct with them. But at the same time, you can be tactful. When you use tact, basically, you're trying to be very sensitive, aren't you?
You are. You're trying to be sensitive, considerate. Having tact is having the skill when dealing with others, having skill in not offending them. And I think there's a good chance, or there's a lot of opportunity to offend Annette, because she has to be brought to a place that's, it's going to be difficult.
That's right. So when you're tactful, you use diplomacy, you know the right things to say, the exact fitting thing to say in a very kind way. She says, but I really want to help Annette make friends. So she wants to help Annette make other friends, not just to be her friend, but to help Annette in the future to make other friends.
You know, oftentimes we become friends with somebody because of what that person can give to us. And again, I'm impressed with Ellie because Annette doesn't really seem to be able to offer much in terms of friendship or something that Ellie might want. So Ellie's very willing to do this, to take the time and spell things out for her. And Tony says, okay, Ellie, if that's what you want. And so Michelle then says, Just don't say we didn't warn you. Mm. So don't come back to us in the future and say, why didn't you tell me that this was going to be so difficult?
But I do appreciate the fact that Ellie is being very firm. She's not afraid of what her friends think of her. She really wants to help Annette out. Well, what did you think of decision three? We ask our friends from Friday Night Live, our Bible study. Let's listen to what they had to say, and then we'll review our lesson.
I think decision three is the best. I will make friends with her and talk about the problem with her. I will try to help her to make friends with to other people. So I will choose decision three.
In decision three, I'm so happy that Ellie spoke up for Annette because she is not a bad person. She just don't know how to establish relationship with her friends. She needs a friend like Ellie who is willing to help her. Among the three decisions, I think decision three is the best.
In decision three, I think Ellie is too direct with Annette. Maybe it will hurt her, so I don't really like decision three. After all, I still like decision two better.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先，我们看 Q 这个名词。Q 在这里是指暗示或提示。例如 ,if I kick your foot, that's your cue to start singing a song. 如果我踢你的脚就是暗示你要开始唱歌了。课文中提到的 social cues 是指与人相处时大家都能够会意的暗示，比如假如对方看表的时候表示你应该停止话题了。我们来看另外一个句子 ,I took his uncontrollable yawning as a cue for me to leave. 我看到他没有办法控制的一直打呵欠，就知道自己该告辞了。接下来我们继续看的是 clueless 这个形容词。clue 是指线索或端倪，而 less 这个字尾是指没有。clueless 就是没有线索或端倪，衍生出来就是搞不清楚状况的。如果对某一件事情一无所知的话，是用 be 动词加上 clueless about something。例如 ,there are still many people who are clueless about the causes of global warming.仍然有许多人对于温室效应的原因一无所知。最后我们看的是 spell something out 这个成语。spell something out 本来是指把某个字一个字母一个字母的拼出来，延伸出来就是指很明确的讲清楚某件事情。例如 ,you have to spell everything out for Mary. She's slow to understand new things. 你必须跟 Mary 解释得很详细，她对新的事物的理解速度比较慢。And let's go to the word bank.
Cue. When the phone rang, I decided that was my cue to leave the room. Clueless. I felt clueless when they were talking about soccer. I don't know anything about it. Spell something out. I don't like you.Do you understand that, or do I have to spell it out for you? Tactful. Mark is a tactful person. He is very careful not to hurt anyone's feelings.
Annoying Annette. Decision 2.
Ellie, I saw you eating lunch with Annette today. You couldn't escape, eh?
Yeah, Annette's hard to get away from sometimes. She just doesn't notice social cues.
Actually, I asked Annette to have lunch with me.
Really? Why?
I wanted to get to know her.
Well, now you see why everyone else avoids her, right?
I know she's a little socially clueless, but she's sweet.I'm having lunch with her again tomorrow.
What? You want to be friends with annoying Annette?
Please don't call her that. She's a nice girl. I'm going to be friends with her. And I really hope you guys will give her a chance too.
Decision 3.
Ellie, I think you should stay away from Annette.
Actually, I want to be friends with her. She's a very kind girl with a very caring heart.
And no social skills.
Right, but if everyone just avoids her, she'll never learn how to interact with people.
Ellie, that girl is clueless. You'd really have to spell things out for her.
Right. Well, if that's what she needs, I'll do it for her. I'll be tactful, of course, but I really want to help Annette make friends.
Okay, Ellie, if that's what you want.
Just don't say we didn't warn you.
You know, Vicki, in my heart, decision three is the right thing to do. We should help people. We should really try to give people a chance. But honestly, I don't know if I could have done that at that age when I was in high school.
I agree with you, Steve. When you're in high school, often you just want to do what pleases your friends and you want to make them happy. And I think it would be tough, but I am impressed with Ellie. I think she did the right thing. Well, students, it's time for us to say goodbye. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.